This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making global news headlines today. The United Arab Emirates was the target of cyber attacks after establishing formal ties with Israel, the Gulf Arab state's cyber security head said on Sunday. The UAE in August broke with decades of Arab policy when it agreed to forge ties with Israel in a move that angered Palestinians and some Muslim states. Bahrain and Sudan have followed suit. Venezuelans on Sunday choose a new Congress in an election that the opposition is boycotting, and most Western nations call this a fraud by President Nicolas Maduro to retake the last state institution not in the hands of the ruling Socialist Party. The vote is almost certain to return Congress to Maduro's allies, despite his government struggling with an economy in ruins, aggressive U.S. sanctions that stifle the nation's oil exports, and the migration of some 5 million citizens. Former Hong Kong lawmaker Ted Hui said Sunday that his local bank accounts appear to have been frozen after he said he would seek exile in Britain to continue his pro-democratic activities. Hui told Reuters via WhatsApp that the bank accounts belonging to him, his wife, and his parents in Bank of China Hong Kong, HSBC, and Hang Seng Bank were frozen. He gave no further details. Japan, France, and the United States will hold joint military drills on land and sea for the first time in May next year as the Chinese military steps up activity in the region. A Japanese newspaper said on Sunday the exercises conducted on one of Japan's uninhabited outlying islands will focus on providing relief efforts during a natural disaster, but parts could also form the basis for a defense against attack, the paper said, without citing sources. This is VOA News. Thousands of supporters of incoming Moldovan President Maia Sandu rallied in the capital city on Sunday. They want a snap parliamentary election, accusing parliament of trying to sabotage her ability to fight corruption. Sandu is a former World Bank economist who favors closer ties with the European Union. She defeated the pro-Moscow incumbent Igor Dodon in a runoff vote last month, but will share power with a parliament and government run by lawmakers aligned with him. The Eastern European country of 3.5 million, where the West and Russia vie for influence, has been rocked in recent years by instability and corruption scandals, including the disappearance of $1 billion from the banking system. Sandu's supporters protested against Parliament on Thursday, hastily pushing through a law to strip her of control of the intelligence service. The move was backed by the Socialist Party, which Dodon used to lead and is the largest in Parliament, and the party of Ilan Shor, a businessman convicted of fraud and money laundering in connection to the $1 billion bank scandal. Sandu told reporters Sunday, quote, "We will go to the end until we cleanse the country of corrupt officials." Romanians began voting in parliamentary elections on Sunday with the governing pro-European liberals tipped to win, despite criticism for their handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The first official results are expected later in the evening. The vote has been organized to take in the now familiar virus safety measures of social distancing, mask wearing, and hand disinfectant. In a region where populists and nationalists have recently gained ground, Liberal Prime Minister Ludovic Orban has pledged to modernize one of the EU's poorest countries and keep it on a pro-European path. Orban has been running a minority government for the past year. Both the virus and widespread disillusionment with politics are expected to affect turnout. And some other news headlines. Kuwait's opposition takes nearly half of parliament's seat in weekend polls as critics call for reforms over corruption and high debt, but the sole female lawmaker loses her seat. An influential Saudi prince launches a bitter attack on Israel at a regional conference, drawing retorts from the Jewish state's foreign minister, who addresses the gathering virtually. And Liberians vote Tuesday in a referendum on shortening presidential terms, a change some members of the opposition fear the current president will exploit to extend his stay in office. For more on these and other news stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.